Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So it's December, and you know what that means.
Does it mean Christmas?
Yes. I was going to say it's like the last month of 2020, which is pretty good.
That's even better, actually.
Yeah.
I was saying Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Mandarin oranges.
Yes.
They should sell some Mandalorian-themed Mandarin
they
oranges.
Should.
That'd be
you know
cool.
What? Somewhere they do.
Probably. They license everything Star Wars.
Exactly.
But no, for the next few weeks, we're going to focus on the holiday season and Disney.
Yep.
Like, combine the two. And today, we're going to chat about bringing Disney into the Christmas season. We're going to chat about the parks a little bit. And maybe, since we can't go to the parks, being stuck here in Canada.
Yep. Border closed.
Borders closed. How to bring it at home as well.
Yes.
But before we get to that, we have some traditions here on Disney A.
Yep.
And I'm going to combine this tradition.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. Because we do a nerd thing and we do what we're drinking.
Yes, that's right.
My nerd thing is what I'm drinking.
Okay.
Since it is December.
Yes.
It's Advent calendar season.
Right, which is kind of a big deal in our house now.
It really is. If you've been following our socials, we have several Advent calendars on the go. But the one I'm going to talk about is I have a whiskey Advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey with no E, as a proper Scotsman would spell it.
Oh, okay.
And today I'm drinking a lovely 10-year-old single malt scotch that came out of my Advent calendar.
And makes you very happy.
It is quite delicious. Yeah.
Anyone who listened to our Hamilton episode, I think, knows that you like scotch. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're drinking and it's your nerd thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I have two nerd things.
Oh, wow.
You combine yours. I'm stretching mine out. So my first one is my Advent calendar. I have a Marvel Pop Advent calendar this year, and each one is a little mini pop figure, and I love them, and they are adorable, and they are now mixed in with all of our Christmas decorations.
They're Christmassy. Yeah.
So right now, I have, like, Hulk hanging out in a sleigh with reindeer, for example. Yeah. So they're adorable, and they're wonderful, and I love them, and I post one of those on our Instagram and our stories every day as well. And then my other thing is I literally today just bought my third Loungefly bag. And Brandon is shaking his head at me.
I've created a monster with this Loungefly thing.
This is now my third.
They are really cute.
They are. And when we get them here, they're not like the new releases. So it's not like they're the full price ones, generally.
Well, you got this one at what, like Hot Topic?
Yeah, this one was a Hot Topic. And this was my last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have now a Nightmare Before Christmas one. And then I have a Disney dog one, which I love. It was so cute.
Oh, we love our dogs.
We love our, exactly. And there's all these different dogs and stuff like that. So as soon as I saw that one, I had to get it. And now today I bought a Winnie the Pooh one. And I love Winnie the Pooh. Do you know my birthday is actually Winnie the Pooh Day?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's A.A. Milne's birthday.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so those are my two nerd things. Makes me very happy. Oh, what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I am drinking, you know what, we seem to drink neutrals a lot when we're doing the show.
You do like your neutrals.
They're easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a white grape one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a white grape today.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
My scotch is much fancier and better. So
it's fancier, but I win.
I
think scotch is gross. So that brings us to Mandalorian chat.
Oh yeah.
All right. Newest spoiler free.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
You're doing your head use. Okay. What initial gut reaction to the recent episode?
Well, first thing, I'm gonna be sad when there's no more Mandalorian. Like, we're coming close to the end.
I know, I think there's only two episodes left.
But this season has been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Only the second episode that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I don't know, it might be the best one yet.
I was literally on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. It was directed,
mm-hmm.
apparently a last-minute fill-in. I didn't.
Oh.
I read that.
I didn't know that.
But Robert Rodriguez of many action film fame, such mm-hmm. as Desperado and the Grindhouse movie with Tarantino.
Right.
One half of that. Yeah, so Dusk Till Dawn, that's a good one.
Those are kind of like a little darker, lots of action, that kind of stuff.
And it kind of fit in with that,
totally
just a little bit, yeah.
Literally, it's driving me crazy to get to next week because I want to know what happens. But at the same time, I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
And the faster we get to next week, the quicker it's going to end.
It's a good thing they got a lot of content coming next year because, yeah, I'm going to be going through withdrawals. So.
Even you said, I know you didn't like the second episode this season, but like we were saying earlier, like when we weren't recording, is if you watched episode the second and then the third one back to back, I think it would be better.
I think that should just be one long episode.
Right.
But they, of course, need to split that up because it's runtime. And...
Yeah, no, this season has been great, and I agree. I think this one is my favorite so far.
They're just,
we'll see, though.
They're just tying absolutely everything together
and
like fixing past wrongs and future wrongs and I don't
so
know
good.
They're just fixing Star Wars and making it just a happy place to be
and
again,
like, oh geez, everything they're doing is just they're doing better than like even I think the huge Star Wars nerds online could have imagined them doing.
Those angry Star Wars nerds are awfully quiet these days. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. So good. Okay. All right. And that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay. So I've got some not great news.
That's typical. Yeah.
It's 2020, so I guess we shouldn't be all that surprised. But... It looks like we are going to be, now that things are not going so great in California.
Or
again.
Anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah, exactly. I mean, we're not doing great here either.
Nobody's doing great.
So I've got two things about Disneyland Park. One is they are further reducing capacity in the stores, and the restaurants have now done away with the indoor dining and are back to outdoor dining only, and they're reducing capacity there. So that is obviously having some not great repercussions.
Well, I'm curious because last I heard they've gone under full lockdown in LA County at least.
I'm not sure what that means for Disneyland Park itself. I think the details are still coming out, but it's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. And then they were supposed to be starting to open some hotel reservations and stuff like that. Of course, those have been canceled and pushed back further and everything. So, yeah, not great. More positive news. We know Buena Vista Street opened. They're starting to look at kind of adjusting where people can walk and everything in there and, like, pushing them back a little further so people can walk a little bit more. And then also there was an area that was next to Avengers Campus that's themed Grizzly Peak area.
Ah, the big fancy gate area.
The big fancy gate area. And there was a lot of conjecture about what was with the gates. Well, the gates have opened. And they maneuvered things. So food courts and some merchandising courts and things, carts. They made a court of carts is what I meant.
Court cart.
Court cart.
Say that six times fast.
No, I couldn't say it once. And so it's kind of spread out a little bit that way. And I think it's another example of how Disney's, you know, doing their best to try and keep everyone spread out and everyone really safe and things like that. So I'm not sure what's going to happen now with new county laws and everything.
Well, but it's just... It's going to be hanging on for dear life for the next couple months. Basically, Thanksgiving in the States and Christmas season is just going to drive those numbers through the roof, and we just can't do extraneous things right now.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So both Disneyland news, negative, and then a little bit more positive in light of the situation kind of thing. But it's kind of cool because it's right next to Avengers Campus, so people could see into Avengers Campus a little bit more.
Take a little peeky.
So if you want to have a look online, you can kind of see a little bit more details there than you could see before.
Yeah. I like the Stark Enterprises building.
Oh, yeah.
It's right beside that.
It's really cool.
It looks really cool.
So originally people were like, ooh, is this part of Avengers Campus? But it's not themed anything like Avengers Campus. But
it's completely blocked off.
You can see
into it
a little bit,
which
is kind of cool.
Through the bushes.
Yes. Of course, immediately after recording this, it came out that in light of the new situation in California, all of Disney dining, all dining in Southern California, but Disney, as part of that, as of, the day we published this podcast, all dining will be closed, and that is indoor and outdoor dining and everything. There's some question as to whether Some of the takeout places will be able to stay open, and I guess that's going to be like a see how kind of that develops. But it looks like Disney Dining, Buena Vista Street, and Downtown Disney, as long as everywhere else in the area, will no longer have dining. The stores, retail stores, are allowed to stay open with reduced capacity down to 20%. It's holiday time. We're talking Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. And, like, holidays in general. Yeah. We say Christmas because that's just what we celebrate. Yeah. But, like, Disney is inclusive holidays.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, of course. So, we have an upcoming episode about Christmas movies that are on Disney Plus.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. We're not going to spend a bunch of time talking about that.
No, Christmas movies are their whole own topic.
It's own thing.
You just watched White Christmas yesterday. Yes. It's not Disney. But...
No, it's not Disney, although you made a Disney joke while I was watching it.
Oh, did I?
Yes. I was watching it and you were kind of in the room, and we were at the part where I love the movie White Christmas, but at the part where they're figuring out a cost, and it says, he asks how much something's going to cost. He says, wow. He says, how much is wow? He says, it's between ouch and boing. And what did you say?
Oh, it's like Krista in the Disney Store.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So yeah, we have a little bit of Disney there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna do our own kind of separate. We're gonna keep that section separate.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is a big holiday, so mm-hmm. we can talk about it for hours.
And it seems this year especially people are more into decorating and celebrating and stuff like that at home. Even around here, you know, neighbors who last year put their lights up the week before Christmas and put them up a week ago instead.
There's been lights in our neighborhood since the end of November.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It was not the case last year. So
no.
People are looking for something a little cheery.
Exactly. So we're going to keep our movies discussion separate, but there are a few things we're going to talk about. Just a little bit about Disney and the holiday season in general. November 30th, they had their sing-along.
Did you sing along?
I sang along quietly though, because nobody wants to hear that.
Because I was giving you the look.
Yeah, and laugh. Actually, I think you were laughing.
Did you let it go?
I let it go.
Did you build a snowman?
I did build a snowman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely build a snowman. Actually, I liked, they did a few, you know, a little bit of a mix of Disney
and
with
like
Christmas songs
Christmas carols,
and stuff.
Yeah,
it was good. That is now actually up on Disney Plus.
It is, yes, we did see that. And you're like, oh, I didn't need to worry about watching it live.
Yeah,
but
I was so worried about it. But anyway, it's up on Disney Plus now, so if you haven't seen it and you want to see it, you can go ahead and see it. Also, there's the Magical Holiday Celebration, which was originally on Thanksgiving night. That is not up on Disney Plus, but you might. Maybe you watched it, maybe you didn't. But, you know, Disney is enjoying celebrating the holidays. Another thing is up on Disney Parks blog. There are a few holiday items up there, and one they posted in July, they did like a Christmas in July thing as part of when everyone was locked down.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about the mini gingerbread bundt cakes with vanilla orange sauce, because it's from Disneyland.
That sounds delicious until you get to the orange part.
Just vanilla sauce?
Gingerbread and vanilla would be delicious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you don't need to add the orange in there. What are you doing?
Gingerbread's probably my favorite holiday flavor.
Gingerbread mm-hmm. is quintessential holidays.
Totally.
I don't need it in July.
Right.
I want it at Christmas time.
Definitely. So they put that up in July, and now it's kind of like revisiting it now that it's actually Christmas time.
Right.
Of course, another holiday thing, we've got some Christmas music that relates to Disney. We're talking about the sing-along.
A whole heck of a lot of Christmas music, yeah.
So I came up with a list of just a few short ones, if you feel like making a Disney playlist. Not that I did that. Oh, wait, I totally did that for Christmas. You already mentioned Let It Go and Build a Snowman.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the script, apparently, but I went ahead.
You did, you knew.
Just off the top of my head, I'm just really good like that, yeah.
There's a couple songs from Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas. I like So Long As There's Christmas. There are a couple of the songs that are not as great from there, but that's a Christmassy one.
That is a terrible Christmas special, but okay,
whatever. Hey, you're getting ahead. That'll be in the movie one. Then Muppets have a bunch of Christmas stuff. There was one where they did Letters to Santa. Yeah, and that did have Delivering Christmas is My Best Christmas Yet. I like those songs.
The Letters to Santa was the ripoff of It's a Wonderful Life.
Letters to Santa was different.
Oh, yeah, man.
Actually, I didn't mind the one that was inspired by It's a Wonderful Life. My second favorite Muppets Christmas special.
I'm not negative all the time. It was just bad.
No, it was a good one. I really like Muppets Family Christmas, which is not on Disney Plus.
That's adorable.
Because that one is mixed with Sesame Street.
That's probably why it's not on Disney Plus.
Probably.
Licensing Fraggle Rock's on there.
Yeah. But that one is adorable. If you haven't seen it, see if you can track it down somewhere because it is awesome.
Mm.
Might be on YouTube.
It has Jim Henson in it.
And it has actually Jim Henson in it. That's right. Which is, it's really heartwarming. Of course, the best Muppets Christmas thing is A Christmas Carol.
Oh, yes.
And basically that entire soundtrack is like perfect Disney Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, just play that from start to finish.
And I definitely listen to like the Scrooge one over Marley and Marley. And then I even do...
Ooh.
And, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas has some good ones. Like, What's This is the big one.
That is both a Halloween and Christmas.
You start watching that end of September, beginning of October. Yeah, you're good till January.
Yeah, you can watch it two or three times, probably, from October to January.
Yes, exactly. Although I watched it last summer as well.
And, I mean, they have the Easter tree, the Easter bunny tree.
Exactly.
In the little, so you could watch it
in
April.
And you actually see the Easter bunny, Lock, Shock, and Barrel Festival.
Oh, that's right. They get confused with Sandy Claus and the Easter bunny.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's a good one. And then Phineas and Ferb have some great Christmas songs as well.
Yeah, Phineas and Ferb are fantastic.
Well, that's
if you've never seen Phineas and Ferb, do yourself a favor.
Exactly,
it's a fun little cartoon that's good for adults too.
And they do different. They have a few different versions of different Christmas songs, which is fun. And of course, anything related to Frozen, like Olaf's Frozen Adventure. Yeah, Once Upon a Snowman.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's kind of like the Disney Christmas music that I went for. If you're not looking for the traditional carols,
not Mariah Carey.
I happen to love Mariah Carey, and that reminds me we need to watch Love Actually.
Yes, that is a good one.
Yeah, I love Christmas movies. I start watching them mid-November. Yeah.
And when are we watching Die Hard?
Soon? Mm. The question mark? I think Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
It absolutely is. There's no question. Like, whoever's debating that is stupid, because there's no...
Yeah,
debate. It's right. just it just is.
Yeah. The whole thing, if there wasn't a Christmas party, there wouldn't have been a movie. So
it's more of a Christmas movie than It's a Wonderful Life. And It's a Wonderful Life is obviously a Christmas movie.
Totally.
So
well, I was even watching White Christmas last night. Really the only Christmassy thing.
Is singing about White Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just happens to take place during Christmas.
Well, I mean the first scene and the last scene are at Christmas.
Right.
And then everything else in between isn't very Christmassy, really.
No, not really. So, and that's a quintessential Christmas movie.
Oh, absolutely,
Yeah. So, definitely Die Hard 2. Mm. Not that that's Disney, but it's true.
Die Hard 1, not Die Hard 2.
Oh, as well.
I'm just pulling your chain.
Okay, so let's see. Disney parks decorations generally go up mid-November.
Yes.
Yep. Well, they did in Walt Disney World this year, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Disney and Buena Vista Street are now decorated. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Downtown Disney has some special foods. They had some Thanksgiving items. Now a few holiday-specific treats. Peppermint and white chocolate churro is the one that really stands out to
those
me.
Those look very Christy-y.
Yes.
It's too pepperminty for me.
I would have yours.
Yeah.
I only like peppermint at Christmas time, but with the white chocolate, I just think it would be like very indulgent, but very holiday.
Hmm.
Earl of Sandwich has the holiday turkey sandwich, which I guess you can get all year.
Oh.
And that looks like the best sandwich in the world.
Probably has cranberry sauce.
It has turkey and cranberry.
What is with people and mixing sweet and savory?
It is delicious, and cranberry is tart, not sweet. But I love turkey and cranberry. I would definitely get that.
It's not tart enough.
It's fantastic.
Ugh.
There's a Black Tap, of course, has chocolate peppermint craziness. Caramel apples, peppermint marshmallow wands at Marceline's. We saw when we were watching the videos on YouTube of people in Buena Vista Street that I was like, what is that cotton candy? Because I love cotton candy.
Yeah.
They're supposed to look like Santa hats.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, the triangle bag and a little bit of white and then pinkish red and then white again. Apparently, they're supposed to be flavored like peppermint.
Ah.
So.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm not sure. Generally, cotton candy just tastes like sugar. I don't get overwhelming flavors.
Yeah.
Very much,
there's a little bit, like, you can taste the difference between a blue and a red and a green cotton candy, but it's only, it's still just sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm wondering, because peppermint's such a big flavor, I'm not sure how pepperminty those actually are.
Right.
But apparently that's what they're supposed to be.
If it was light, I could. But otherwise, it's like sugary toothpaste. Right. And like, I don't know.
I don't know. So I'm curious. I would definitely be willing to try, you know, for the name of science.
Yeah. For science.
For science. And then, of course, there's holiday merch in the parks. There's some spirit jerseys, the Disney store, shopdisney.com. And then speaking of Shop Disney, Toys for Tots.
Mm-hmm.
We love Neil Patrick Harris. Both of us do. And Neil Patrick Harris is a massive Disney fan. And he's kind of the spokesperson right now for the team up between the Disney stores in the States and ShopDisney.com with Toys for Tots, which they always partner with around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So from now, so still going on now, until December 13th, you can donate a toy online at ShopDisney.com/ToysForTots or a new unwrapped toy at any Disney store in the States or World of Disney at Disney Springs and Downtown Disney. And Disney will also donate an additional on top of that $1 for each one to Toys for Tots. So the toy itself as well as some extra money.
That's good. Because, I mean, there's going to be some kids that are having a rough Christmas this year.
Even more so this year than usual.
Oh, yeah.
There's always too many.
There's always too many, but like
this year's bad.
This year's going to be bad for a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people out of work. A lot of, kids out of school. A lot of just bad all around. Yeah. And then also there's a gingerbread pin, and a dollar from every sale of a gingerbread pin will go for Toys for Tots as well. So kind of the more people can do for those kinds of things, the better.
If you're able, that's a good cause.
Yeah, exactly. And then speaking of online, there's an Everything Disney section on the Disney Parks blog that's all Christmas and holidays. And so that's kind of a lot of Disney, way Disney bringing in the holidays this year, even though things aren't quite the same as usual. And then on the other side of that, of course, people are celebrating Disney like at home. There's lots of Disney crafts, and some of those are up on the blogs, like Disney Parks blog. And then, of course, lots of outfits, either the ones released from Shop Disney or previous ones with, like, Christmas sweaters and stuff like that. You got a
Mickey Mouse onesie.
Like a Mickey Mouse onesie. And you got a Christmas sweater
with
Baby Yoda on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a Mickey Mouse ugly Christmas sweater.
Yes, you
don't forget that.
Yes. Well, I was just thinking about you recently. But yes, you do.
That was the same time.
Oh, I guess it was the same time. Yeah, you were wearing that just the other day.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
With a Santa hat.
With a Santa hat. I was at work. Sitting alone in my basement, but I was wearing my Christmas outfit.
Yeah.
It was December 1st, so I was feeling festive.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wore a Christmas outfit on December 1st as well, and then starting Monday every day from now till Christmas itself, I will wear a festive outfit as well. And then, of course, there's tree ornaments. I know some people do actually like all Disney-themed ornament trees, or they'll like decorate it all that way.
There's way too many cool ornaments to limit yourself
right
that way. But
however, so my parents have two trees in their house. They have an upstairs tree and a downstairs tree.
They're wild and crazy like that. Just like Christmas everywhere.
Exactly. It's fantastic. I wonder where I get it from. And the one downstairs is actually like all the Disney ornaments. Yeah,
like
they're really cool.
Yeah, it's a
they're
lot.
Fantastic. So this year we have a few new ones that are Disney themed. We had Mandalorian and Baby Yoda.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those were a good one. There was Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's a nice one too.
Yeah,
yeah, it's cute.
I love Zero.
Yeah, he's adorable.
I mean, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. So right, and he's And then might be my new favorite one. You got the partner statue.
Oh
yeah, it's a good one. It's a fancy one.
Yeah, it was fancy, but it's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. So, yeah, like other ways that people bring in Disney and Christmas together, whether you get to go do something or whether you're at home. Yeah.
And we're at home,
obviously.
Pretty much everybody is.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
So you can still, if you're missing the parks and you're missing those things, you can still do things at home, recreate those at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, but that's enough of the information dump.
Information dump.
Yep. You've actually spent a while ago, granted now.
A long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far away?
No, it was here. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was Florida, so kind of.
But when you went to Walt Disney World, it was the holiday season.
It was in November we went.
Yeah, so just kind of the beginning of the holidays.
Yeah, so but all the holiday stuff was up, and yeah, we headed down to Walt Disney World, and we stayed at the Caribbean Beach Resort. And the thing, even though it was years and years ago, the thing that absolutely sticks in my head is the pervasiveness of Christmas music absolutely everywhere. But the extra special treat, maybe slightly sarcastically said, was since it was the Caribbean Beach Resort that we were staying in, all the Christmas music was done with steel drums.
Mm-hmm.
So you had your jingle bells, but with steel drums. Anyway, it was nice. Like, it gets you in the spirit, but it was also like early November, so it was a little strange. They get after that Christmas early.
Oh yeah.
And it's good because it spreads it out, and you have your special layovers of rides and stuff and things like that, so it's pretty cool. They had lots of decorations, like the big tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and fancy, and you got the mascots in their costumes with the Santa hats and stuff like that.
What do you mean mascots? That's the real Mickey.
Oh right. Why doesn't he talk? Mickey talks.
Well, he's being true to his original plain crazy. Like, he's paying homage to that.
Oh. Right. Okay, then.
Okay, but they're in their holiday outfits.
Yeah, so, I mean, Christmas season is pretty cool. Like, they go all out with their decorations.
Yeah.
But what I actually remember most is going to Universal Studios in Florida at the same time. And the Jim Carrey Grinch movie had just come out.
Ooh, you're dating yourself a little bit there.
Yes, I was very young.
Uh-huh, sure.
It's just a...
I've seen pictures, you're not that young.
I was very young, very young.
You're very young compared to now.
I was still in school, so... Uh-huh,
okay.
Like...
Okay, so the Jim Carrey had just come out.
Just come out, and they had a whole big, like, Whoville set up in Universal Studios, Remember, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
They had, like, actual snow. Like a snow hill. They had tobogganing and stuff. It was very strange. I was like, this is really crappy snow, but...
You're like, I'm from a mountain town.
Yeah,
People come from all over the world to ski in the place that you grew up. And yeah. It was like,
yeah,
this
I don't
is
know.
Your snow, huh?
Well, yeah, I definitely remember that. And that was pretty cool. And then they had a whole neighborhood, because it's like Universal Studios, so it's supposed to be like a movie studio. But they had a whole fake neighborhood all decorated for Christmas with fake snow coming down and all the Christmas
That's
lights.
That's cool.
And yeah, it was. It was very cool. It's a good time to go visit theme parks, you know, when there's not a
not
plague.
2020. Yeah. Yeah. I've only ever been in the summer, but I know, like, my family's gone and stuff like that in November, December. And
they didn't take you because you're the least favorite child.
Oh, I thought it was because I was working.
Oh. Maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
But every time I see pictures and things like that, I'm just like, oh, I want to go during the Christmas season so bad. But, and I also say the same thing for, you know, October, like Halloween season and things like that.
Well, I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe if you weren't a teacher, you'd be able to go at different times.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Summer.
Yeah, just summer. Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
Great time to visit Florida and California. No, I think 1 year we should go in November, December, because it looks...
Yeah, I agree.
Not when there's a plague.
Maybe maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Fingers crossed.
That's what we're saying about everything.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe
Well, you know
year.
What? Next year's soon, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said at the top of the show.
Okay, so the other thing we thought we'd talk about was we're going to imagine that the parks are open.
Oh,
I'm trying. Pixie dust.
Okay.
That was my pixie dust sound.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to talk about a perfect holiday Disney day. We'll each do one at Disneyland, and then we'll each do one at home.
Okay.
Imagining a perfect holiday, super festive Disney version.
Oops. The whole day.
The whole day.
Oh, that's a lot of time.
Yeah? Do you want to start?
Okay.
Which one do you want to do first, home or Disney?
I'm going to go to the park.
Oh, don't blame you.
I've been home for a long time.
We're imagining everything is open now. It's not like we're going to Disneyland.
No, this is like magical fantasy land, but like
fantasy land. But also the rest of the lands.
But also all the lands. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna wake up in your hotel room and have a delicious buffet breakfast with like extra maple syrup and
of course
candy canes, basically like a pure elf type of
candy canes.
Yeah,
candy corn,
all the five syrup. Food groups. Yeah, exactly. I know that's not Disney, but that's okay.
It's festive.
It's very festive. And then you're gonna march off to the park, mm-hmm. and you're gonna be first in line for rope drop.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're gonna go.
You ate quickly. The big buffet breakfast.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like elf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're gonna march directly towards Haunted Mansion, but mm-hmm. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, Haunted Mansion Holiday. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to spend the rest of the day just going on all sorts of thrill rides.
Of course you are.
I'm going to avoid the parades and things like that. And because people are going to be in such a festive mood, I'm going to be able to get on the rides really easily with very little lineups. And it's going to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to stop and I'm going to have a delicious meal.
Uh-huh.
What is the most festive meal at Disneyland? I don't know.
Well, I think it would depend on what you're after. Like, there's different lunch items. Like, there are different lunch
something
items.
Something really, like, turkey and...
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah, that would be pretty festive, yeah.
Turkey leg. Well, I mean, you could eat that while you're walking around.
While you're between thrill rides.
Yeah, of course.
Are you hanging out in California Adventure, too, or are you...
Yeah, well, I mean, half the thrill rides are in California Adventure, okay. So you gotta park hop. I'm always park hopping.
All right. Okay, so you're eating a turkey leg. How are you ending up your day?
I'm gonna go and visit Pooh Corner and see Winnie the Pooh at Christmas time, because he seems very in the spirit of Christmas.
Is that because he sometimes has to do his stoutness exercises like the rest of us after the holidays?
He's very chubby, kind of like Santa Claus, and he is probably the least selfish Disney That's character true. There is. He doesn't think about himself very much, except, I mean, food, but not in a selfish way.
I maintain Piglet is the least selfish.
Well, yes, he does just randomly give up his house, but he's kind of strange that way. Anyway. I think that would be a lovely evening.
Oh, that's a nice way to go mm-hmm. hang out with Winnie the Pooh.
Do a little meet and greet with Winnie the Pooh. Aww. Probably wearing his Santa hat.
I'm sure. Or a sweater.
A sweater. Yes. Yeah.
Oh. You know what? I'm starting rope drop too.
Oh, you gotta start rope drop.
Except, you know what? I didn't do the whole breakfast thing. I did grab a gingerbread latte on the way.
Oh, nice.
Yes, of course. Rope drop, of course. First thing we're gonna do though is we're grabbing fast passes for Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Mm.
Because we're gonna go do the mountains first.
Okay.
Yep, we're gonna do the mountains until our fast pass time is up. So depending on how we did with that, then we're gonna drop everything, go ride that. After that, since we skipped breakfast, think it's time for a churro.
Ah.
Yeah.
Churros!
That's kind of like a baked item, which kind of is breakfasty.
You're stretching real far, but
you know what?
I don't care.
I will have a churro for breakfast when I'm at Disneyland.
It's your fantasy.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I think we wander over to Galaxy's Edge.
Mm.
In my fantasy, I think Galaxy's Edge needs to bring in Life Day stuff.
I think they did.
Well, I don't know. Like, they were talking about it, but I don't know if there was anything specific.
I think last year they had a little bit.
I don't know about that. So but anyway, I mean, they should bring in a Life Day stuff. I think we should do a little shopping, because Christmas shopping.
Can they do a lumpy meet and greet?
There should be a lumpy meet and greet. Oh my gosh, yes.
We can talk more about that in our Star Wars specific holiday episode.
Which is coming soon. And also, I was thinking that I like doing Christmas cards and stuff like that.
Mm.
I think we should have a Life Day Christmas card, and we should take a picture in Galaxy's Edge in this fantasy for our Life Day themed Christmas card the following year.
With Chewie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or Lumpy.
And Lumpy.
Yeah, exactly. Then after we do that, we're going to go ride Indiana Jones and other thrill rides before it gets really crowded. We haven't stopped for breakfast other than to grab a churro, right? So still got a little bit of time. But then it's going to get
You've
close
really
to lunchtime.
You've really packed this day in.
Oh, yeah. Then it's going to get close to lunchtime. We're going to head to Main Street, USA, because Jolly Holiday has tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches, which is the most cozy meal on the planet.
That does sound really good right about
And then,
now.
Of course, a baked treat for dessert because it's Christmas time with baking. Then we have to go on Small World Holiday.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
Yeah, we do. Then
do they at least change the song?
Yeah, they do.
It's a small world at the Christmas. I don't know. I'm making that up, obviously.
But they do Small World Holiday. We're going to go do some more rides. We're going to watch the Christmas parade. Yes, we are.
No, I said we're skipping get on more rides.
Nope, we're going to watch the Christmas parade.
Okay.
We're going to head over to California Adventure. Then we're going to hang out with the characters that are all done up in their holiday outfits.
Oh, when they have Avengers Campus, are they going to have superheroes in festive gear?
I hope so.
Like a ugly Christmas sweater, yes, Iron Man?
Yes, they should. Cap with a Santa hat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, hold on. Hulk with a Santa hat?
Hulk with a Santa hat.
Or an elf hat, even better. we could visit Santa at the Redwood Creek Challenge.
Oh, I didn't know they had Santa.
Yeah, they have Santa
that makes
there.
Sense. Makes sense.
And
yeah.
Then Cars Land has a couple holiday layovers. So, you know, we'll see kind of what the lineup is like. Unfortunately, we're mid-afternoon when all the kiddies are over there, so probably not great. But still fun to go hang out in that
You just
area.
Be like, hey, look, is that Santa over there?
And then run to the front of the line.
Yeah.
I mean, walk quickly because you can't run.
Exactly. It's safety first.
Yeah, do some more rides. You know what, though? It's getting to be evening. We have reservations at Carthay Circle. It's a pretty nice little sit-down.
I bet they have some nice themed dinners there. Yeah.
So we're going to do that, and then we're going to catch the World of Color holiday show.
Oh.
Season of Light last time, so probably keep the same
thing. I think you've planned out your day a little more than I did.
That's because I like parades and shows more than you do.
I just want
to
go on the ride.
I was trying to get all the parades and shows in, and I was like, how could you possibly do that?
Just ride all the rides.
No.
That's what you do.
So after that, we have to go back to Disneyland because then we have to see the lights on the castle in Small World.
Ah.
We don't have to watch the light up, but we do have to see them.
Right.
And that's probably about time to grab another churro.
Really? You're missing out on the lighting up the castle. I would not.
No,
have...
I would really like to see that. But what I'm saying is, if it's like conflicting with,
but if this is your
World
fantasy
color...
perfect
oh, okay.
day,
too crowded. Then I want to see it, and I want to see the fireworks as part of that too, right? With the light up, probably since it's a fantasy, I think we should have to ride Small World one more time with it all lit up at night.
What?
Maybe while we have a churro or a Dole Whip because it's always Dole Whip season. Even in December.
They might have a special flavor of Dole Whip.
Yeah, you never
know.
They do
know.
Different ones all the time. By then, we're absolutely exhausted, so we have to go back to the hotel and pass out. But in
that
this
does
one,
sound like a long
we
day.
We have several day park hoppers, so we'll also be passing out looking forward to the next day again.
Exactly.
Because that's my happy fantasy, where we will have time to not only see everything, but also be able to physically see everything without it being too crowded.
Yes.
It's a fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a very... See, I had to jam-pack everything in there.
And that's all we can do is fantasize about visiting the parks.
Yeah. The next day we could do the other things we missed out on.
Like what? It didn't sound like we missed out on anything the
sure
way you
we
were
did.
Going.
Sure we did. There's the parade at California Adventure.
Oh, good.
Phantasmic, too. Basically, we have to, like, swap.
Do they do a special Phantasmic for the
I don't
holidays?
So.
No?
No, I don't believe so.
That's
but
too
it's
bad.
Just always fun to see, so...
That'd be too bad.
Yeah.
So, like, they could have the Krampus come in and attack Sorcerer
no.
Mickey. No?
No.
Krampus?
No.
No? Okay.
Poor Mickey.
Well, he's a sorcerer.
That's
he
true.
He can handle himself, I'm sure.
Oh, boy. Poor Mickey. Still don't want to wish it on him.
No, but it's a show. It's fun. Come on.
So, since we can only fantasize, what would be a good Disney day here at home that's all Christmassy and festive?
You better go first.
Oh, I'm going first for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, my new favorite tradition is getting coffee in bed in the morning.
Oh.
So I'm starting my fantasy day.
Who brings you that?
That would be you.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. On weekends and then days when you get up before me, when it's not work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually starting my perfect little holiday day like that.
Hmm.
Yep. And then, you know what? I'm going to be super generous and make you some waffles.
There's a first time for everything,
I suppose.
This
is also a fantasy.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? Let's you had maple syrup. Let's throw some maple syrup in there and everything. That's all festive and everything. I think I'm spending the day in a like Mickey onesie or like super comfy sweater thing. So, you know, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We've got some, maybe some crafting. I've got some Christmas music playing and there's going to be a whole lot of movie watching. Home Alone is on Disney Plus now, so I probably will have to watch that. I'll probably have to watch, you know, probably have to compare all the Disney Christmas carols.
There is a several.
Yeah, so probably
you got,
do that.
You got the Muppets?
Yep, Mickey.
You got the Mickey? I really liked the Mickey one when I was young. But,
yeah, I did too, yeah. You know what it is? You were talking about in the last episode how you really like Brave Little Taylor and the giant is in the Mickey's Christmas Carol. Maybe it like...
Maybe. I just remember watching that one a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
And
I liked Scrooge, so yeah.
And then, yeah, of course. Uh-huh. Yeah, that works really well.
Yeah.
And then you got the Jim Carrey animated
The new one.
Weird one.
That one was cool, though, because it has a lot of details from the actual book.
Yes.
I like.
It's the most like the book
of those ones,
any movie I've seen.
If you go classic live action, you've got some, but yeah,
Even so, like having the sister that big a character and everything, like, yeah.
Yeah, so, like that, what's cool about that one is a few months before that one released, actually, it was in the summer, they had the holiday train going through the States, and we crossed the border, because you could do that then.
Oh, weird.
And with your parents, and we went and we saw the holiday train. We did Christmas in the summer to kind of, as part of their promotion for that movie coming up.
We saw an extra long trailer and the little pop-up movie theater that they had, and
they had a lot of stuff about like the CGI kind of.
They had stuff about the movie, and then the train itself was like kind of almost like a Christmas Carol museum. Like they had old stuff with Charles Dickens letters and stuff in there. It was really, really neat. Cool. Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'd have to compare all of those.
All of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I like movie marathons. I think I'm doing a movie marathon on my happy day. And, you know, I was missing Jolly Holiday there with some tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich. Let's have some of that. And I love turkey, but I'm going to save turkey for actual Christmas Day. So instead I would have, I like making like fancy meals and stuff like that. Super comfort food. Maybe a nice roast or something like that. And casserole and things like that. And more cozy and fire and Christmas lights. And yeah, that's what I think we've.
Okay.
Super, super cozy at home inside day.
Well, okay. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm going to, on my day,
mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to assume this is a different day.
It's a different day.
But I'm going to get up and apparently get you coffee.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that we have this on 2 days now.
That's just what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's always in a festive mug now. Well, you started on November 1st.
You gotta keep up with the season.
Yeah, that's true.
But instead of waffles, since I've already had waffles.
Right. You had waffles when we were at Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with my festive Plato bacon.
Oh, that's true. I do make you that on occasion. I never make you waffles.
Yeah, you can make some eggs or something too. I don't know. But the Plato bacon is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a good start to the day.
Okay.
Pajamas are nice.
Yeah.
But we're gonna bundle up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna do some light snowshoeing.
Perfect. I was wondering if we could fit snowshoeing into your day.
Yeah. We're gonna do some light snowshoeing and maybe some tobogganing.
I love tobogganing.
If we have enough snow.
Yeah.
That would be nice. And then we're going to come back and we're going to have some adult hot chocolate.
Yes. So there's a couple ways to do adult hot chocolate. What's your favorite?
It's the Butter Ripples and Schnapps.
I totally agree.
You just brew up your whatever kind of hot chocolate you want and you just put in some Butter Ripple Schnapps in there. And it just tastes happy. You can also use peppermint schnapps to make it a little more Christmassy, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't go in for the peppermint, so
I that's like not both.
For me. Yeah, you like both. It's Butter Ripple for me all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then...
In fact, you put a candy cane in mine when you make it for me.
I do.
Yeah,
like a full candy cane. Yeah. So you can like stir it up. And
this is making me sound super spoiled.
You are a little bit, but... I mean, I am too. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you're getting...
Because you're making me the Play-Doh bacon.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? That sounds like a perfect way to warm ourselves up after tobogganing, so then
yeah, and then I'm going to do a movie marathon as well.
Mm-hmm.
since we've already watched all the Christmas carols, okay, that doesn't leave any Christmassy carol-y type of stuff.
No.
But we're going to go back to, like, the Die Hard.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
maybe a Christmas Story.
Right, so you're not going Disney
no,
with yours.
No, I mean, you've used up all the Disney Christmas stuff. Oh, I tell you what.
Yeah, not. Oh, I guess I did use Muppets Christmas Carol, too.
You
didn't
did,
I?
Yeah.
Well, we watched Muppets Family Christmas with yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That is a good one, yeah. So, yeah, we'll snuggle up on the couch and, mm-hmm. and do that. Then you're going to make me some ham.
Oh, I am.
A delicious, delicious ham
uh-huh.
and scalloped potatoes.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. And
that's fair.
And like you say, we're going to save turkey for the actual
yes.
day. But
yep.
if I'm going to pick another festive mm-hmm. holiday meal, it's going to be ham and scalloped potatoes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. How about what's for dessert? Christmas cookies?
Yeah, well, you just eat Christmas cookies all December long.
All
so you get your famous chocolate shortbread.
Yes. Yes, I make different things every year. As long as I always make chocolate shortbread, you're
chocolate
happy.
Chocolate shortbread, mm-hmm. yep, and regular shortbread,
mm-hmm.
and like some sugar cookies,
yep,
some gingerbread cookies.
Could do some of that's how you can bring Disney into yours. You got to do. I have Mickey Mouse and other affiliated cookie cutters. I can make them little have little Santa hats.
Very
and
nice.
Stuff like
yes.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like the Star Wars cookie cutters.
Yes. Could, yes.
Little mm-hmm. Yoda head. Or,
yeah.
Or a Mando head. Or C-3PO head.
Mm-hmm. I don't have those. You should get me those.
Oh. Well, you have some Star Wars cookie
yeah,
cutters,
yeah.
though. I don't remember which ones.
Not
but,
those.
And
this is pretty good.
And then I'm going to go to bed early so I can get ready for Christmas the
Ooh,
next day. Because it's Christmas
This is Christmas Eve?
Eve? Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because it's going to get up early and be excited for presents.
For Santa?
For Santa. Oh, boy, it's Mickey Mouse. Oh, no, it's Santa.
That sounds like a pretty nice festive day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I see. We get some exercise in my day, so I don't know.
That's probably good. We sat around watching movies, like, literally all
and
day.
Eating,
with my...
yeah. A lot of eating, so...
There was a lot of eating all around.
We do a little bit of outdoor activities.
That's probably pretty good.
Pretty...
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking snowshoeing with mine, but then I was like, how could we watch all of the movies?
Right.
So we can snowshoe with yours, watch movies with mine.
We can watch less movies and do the snowshoeing.
Sounds good. That sounds like some two pretty nice days. Well, actually, four pretty nice days.
Well, so... We didn't have lunch in my day.
Yeah.
But you're just going to have like a bunch of snacks.
Yeah. Cookies. I thought.
No, no. Before the cookie. Well, I mean, like during the cookies. Not while you're actively eating a cookie,
okay.
but other snacks
okay.
like some lunch meats,
oh,
meat
okay.
and cheese
yeah.
trays
yeah.
and some dips.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like your spinach and artichoke dip.
Yep, I do
oh,
a really good spinach
yes,
and
that would
baked
be
yep.
fantastic.
Ooh, I have one more to add to mine. I think we need to go for a walk and look at Christmas lights.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You just walk down our driveway and look at ours.
Well, we could do that too, but there's a couple blocks. Someone has actually a lot of, we're talking Disney, they have a lot of the like the light up characters and stuff, including
mm.
they have Mickey and Minnie ones.
Mm.
Yep.
Fancy.
So we should like walk a few blocks and then come back. See, there we go. Now I added exercise to mine.
Oh, perfect. Excellent.
You know what? And because we're rocking and it's Christmas time, you can still keep your onesies and stuff on and just put winter coats over top.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'll just depending on the temperature, you just walk in your onesie.
Exactly. 100%. We've done that.
Just carry some Christmas cheer with you.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Okay. Anything else to add for our perfect Disney days?
I think we covered it.
Yeah, Christmassy days.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Mostly the food. I'm focused on the food,
I noticed,
to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mentioned what
you could make it Mickey-shaped. You could, like, cut the ham into a Mickey shape or something. I don't know.
Or do, like a hidden Mickey under all the potatoes.
Yeah.
Because you pile the potatoes on top of the
ham. I do, yeah. Or you could just, like, make the ham into a hidden Mickey.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that brings us probably to the end of our segment and on to trivia.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Last week, you asked me three really, really difficult questions.
I did?
Disney villains. Yes.
Oh, yes.
And actually, I know they were difficult because we had a few people guess and only one person got one right. Exactly.
I had some good questions.
And that was Lindsay, who actually is getting a shout out again because she got
some
questions right with Hamilton.
That
episode.
Lindsay is a smart cookie.
Yeah, same
yeah.
person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she did really well with Hamilton, but she got one question right with the villains.
Mm.
And I think it was one I got wrong.
Ah.
Because I was kicking myself after when I realized what I said.
Well, so the first question I asked was, what Disney villain has the highest body count?
Mm-hmm.
And you said...
It's got to be something obscure. Like, what about the Horned King from Black Cauldron? Was I right? Not even close.
No. Sorry.
I don't know.
I mean, this was kind of a tricky one. It's kind of... He's kind of an obscure villain. I don't even... Honestly, don't even remember him as a villain, really,
right.
In the movie. It focuses a lot on just, like, general war and stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah.
But Shan Yu from Mulan apparently mm-hmm. has the, by far,
right.
highest body count.
There was a war.
It's a war.
Sense.
It's a war. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like how Macbeth has the highest body count if you count the battles and the wars and stuff like that in the, like, Macbeth play. Yeah. Makes sense.
The Scottish play.
We're not putting it on. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it makes sense. If there's a war, there's going to be higher
yeah.
body count.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't think of that. Mulan has the highest body count of the princesses.
Yeah.
And I knew that. Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
That was a brain fart on my part.
Okay. Question two.
Okay.
Who was the first male villain in a princess film? And you said.
It's got to be Jafar. And after we finished recording, I started kicking myself because.
Literally, it was a sight to behold.
Because was I right?
No.
No, I know. I got my years wrong.
Yeah, you got confused. I mean, the early 90s, there were so many good Disney films
yeah,
coming out year
but...
after year after year. It's tough to figure out the order. And I mean, it was a long time ago. You're getting very old.
You know what?
It's difficult in your advanced age to keep things straight.
Literally the same age as me.
No, I'm much, much days younger than you. Days.
Days.
Anyway,
okay.
the correct answer is Gaston
yes.
from Beauty and the Beast, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. I know, of course. Yeah. Ugh. Okay, and that brought us to the third, which I thought was the hardest question.
What is the Evil Queen's real name?
And this is what I said. Maybe her name was Queen Hilda.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a tough one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm giving it to myself.
No, well...
Yeah. What's the answer?
It's Queen Grimhilda.
Yeah, you know what? Hilda is close enough.
That's pretty close. Like, it's not ever said in the movie.
No.
It was actually just revealed in, like, certain promotional materials mm-hmm. a long time ago. They don't really talk about it anymore. But, yeah, it is officially that.
Yeah. Yes. And I think I get a mark for that.
You didn't give me 18 months on Hamilton, so...
But because it was a year, that's like
you said
6 months.
Over a year.
Just over a year. That's like...
You didn't say
12
just.
Months and like a couple days, not
no.
6 months.
I
think this is close enough. It is obscure, it's close enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, Lindsay got the one right that was
Gaston.
The first... Yeah, she got Gaston,
yeah.
Whereas no one else got any right. So these were hard questions.
They were good questions. Any
yeah.
trivia that people get correct without Googling
mm-hmm.
is a bad trivia question.
You keep that in mind.
Uh-oh. Wait. I may have spoken too soon.
I have three questions for you.
Oh,
it's
good.
Now my turn for trivia.
Super.
Okay, and I'm keeping it, you know, kind of festive.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
This is not a strong suit for me.
Okay, here we go. And they're all festive Disney things. Question one. It is widely known that Disney pumps certain scents through different parks and attractions, like during, you know, Soarin' Over California or Soarin', right? Or down Main Street USA, you can smell baking and peppermint. And anyway, the scents are designed to match the surroundings and help create an immersive experience. The devices used for transmitting those scents have a specific patented name.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good. Good for them.
What are those devices called? You look like you're almost afraid. It's like both a look of incredulousness and incredulity.
Okay, so we're going to take this back to Phineas and Ferb. It's the Smellinator!
That's a good guess. I like it.
I don't even care if it's wrong. That's what I'm calling them.
From now on, the Smellinator. You should do it with the with the accent. This I can't do the accent.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just yeah. Doofendorf is Doofenshmirtz. You got me calling him Doofendorf. Yeah, like a ding dong.
Okay. All right. So the Smellinator.
The Smellinator. Yeah.
If you think you know the answer to that, or if you think Brandon is right,
I'm clearly correct. That is what it should be called. In fact, I'm going to call up the patent office and get them to change the name.
The Smellinator. Okay, question two. How many twinkling lights adorn the facade of Small World Holiday? I have multiple choice for you.
I should hope so.
Okay.
Small World Holiday.
Yes, Small World Holiday.
Twinkling lights.
Yes. The lights
what
all
about
twinkle.
Like just regular
the lights?
The lights
all twinkle.
They all twinkle.
Yeah, we're like the Christmas lights that are on Small World Holiday.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Here's your numbers. A, just under 100,000. B, more than 300,000. C, exactly 1 million.
And there's no D.
No. There's only A, B, C.
I'm just going to guess B. I don't even remember what it was.
B was more than 300,000.
Yeah. Okay. So technically, if it's also exactly 1 million, that is correct. Because exactly 1 million is more than 300,000. And I would argue that to the dean of education.
Because you're a smart aleck.
Yeah.
We say being a smart ass is better than being a dumb one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so your guess is B, more than 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last question. In The Muppets Christmas Carol, there are two Marleys instead of the original one, Jacob
yes.
Marley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jacob Marley's from the original novel. Who is the other Marley, and who is he named after?
Well, this one's easy.
I was giving you one easy one because I thought the other two were really hard.
Yeah, they were. No, he's Robert Marley, uh-huh. because they needed characters for Statler and Waldorf.
Exactly.
Which is fantastic.
Yep.
And that might be one of the best songs in that.
Well, that's a really high bar, though. Yeah. That whole soundtrack is amazing.
But he's Robert Marley, of course, named after the famous reggae singer Bob Marley.
Yes.
And it's a funny joke that they don't even like explore. It's just yeah. it's just
they don't
out
call
there.
Him Bob Marley.
No,
he's Jacob and Robert Marley.
Yes. Ooh.
In fact, there was a whole thing that I saw like on social media and everything when it was like, how old were you when you first understood that there was only supposed to be one Marley in the original
yeah.
story?
So yeah, people actually have grown up thinking that there's two Marley
yeah.
brothers
yeah.
in the Christmas Carol
right.
because that's what they saw when they were growing up. Oh. It's kind of funny.
So you're fairly confident about that one.
I am like 100% confident
okay.
on that
All
one.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, if
sorry if you wanted to play along, but that is the correct answer. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, if you the other two guesses then.
Yeah, you can guess those. I don't know.
Or maybe you think Brandon is wrong.
I'm not.
Okay, so you can go ahead and contact us on our social media with your guesses to the first two questions.
Wait, then. I have to read the outro.
Yes, you do.
I have to bring the outro up here. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, okay. Need a teleprompter or something. I don't know.
Oh, we'll just put one down in our living room here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Teleprompter.
We could train the dogs to hold up signs.
Yeah, come on, dogs.
Pull yeah. your weight. Come on.
All right. Well, that's our show for today. Stop laughing. I'm trying to do this.
I was imagining the dogs holding up a teleprompter.
That is adorable.
Okay. Serious.
Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for our awesome custom music theme song at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, among others. Please review our podcast and subscribe.
That would be awesome.
And if you know someone else who might like to listen to the podcast, just recommend us. Like, we're trying to expand the whole listening universe there. So recommendations, word of mouth, is how we do that.
Yeah. And we have some really cool shows coming up. We actually have the rest of December and January planned. So get them in listening to us before we start doing that. And they can be
yeah.
along for the ride.
Well, they can binge all the episodes that we've released and keep going from
yeah.
there. Yeah. It's going to be great. So join us next week. When we talk about the Star Wars Holiday Specials.
Yes.
Plural.
Yes.
Because now there's two.
Yay.
One is good. The other one exists, apparently. Unless you ask Harrison Ford and he says he doesn't exist. Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So until next time, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And so until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?